Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK. Are you okay, buddy?
Well, no, you just deafened me with that noise.
Oh, yeah, listen here.
That's called feedback howl, folks. That's what happens when you open up a speaker too near a microphone.
You cannot be deafened any further than
What'd
you already
you
are.
I see your lips moving, but I'm not nothing's coming out of
you
your
mouth.
You
have those headphones up so loud, we don't even need the transmitters. People can hear those headphones in Sunbury.
They are not that loud.
Oh, they
and
are,
And I only
too.
Wear one.
That's funny. Well, welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from us. We have all kinds of good topics today, but instead we're going to talk about the impeachment. So if you'd like to weigh in on that, call us on our toll-free line, which is open, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. We know what the Republican strategy is going to be. They talked about they're trying to get their lies straight. And what was that?
Their lies straight. I love it. All right. Yeah.
Actually, I haven't read this, so I hope that it is that what
yeah,
I said is
the,
true.
The GOP memo outlines the party's plan to defend Trump ahead of the public hearings. Top Republicans serving on panels involved in the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry into President Trump penned a memo to GOP members on those committees outlining key points of evidence from the closed-door inquiry ahead of the public hearing slated to begin tomorrow. The memo to GOP members of the House Intelligence Committee, Oversight Committee, and Foreign Affairs Committee outlines arguments in defense of Trump. They make the case that the Democrats failed to present any evidence of a quid pro quo in Trump's July 25th call with the Ukrainian president. They say Trump had a deep-seated, genuine, and reasonable skepticism of Ukraine and U.S. taxpayer-funded foreign aid due to the country's history of pervasive corruption since the collapse of the Soviet Union. The memo points out that both Trump and Zelensky have said they felt no pressure during the call. Another piece of evidence cited by the memo's authors is that Ukrainian government officials interfered in the 2016 presidential election in opposition to Trump in an effort to sway the race in favor of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, a claim that Trump has made but has not been proven. Mm-hmm. You know, typically when the media reports
right.
this story, they debunked.
That, right.
Debunked.
You keep saying that.
But no one's ever shown me the debunkation. The United States provided...
Huh? Just stipulated by all sides.
Well, right. Someone on the right did it, therefore it's debunked. Someone on the left did it, oh, it's the truth.
It's still current.
The United States provided Ukraine with much-needed security assistance, despite its not investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, according to the letter. The Ukrainian government was also not aware of the assistance being withheld at the time of the call. The memo cited testimony transcripts of several State Department officials called by the House Democrats to give their depositions behind closed doors. The Republicans also accused Democrats of lacking transparency and hiding information.
Is it guaranteed that all Democrats are going to vote for impeachment?
I mean, Two of them already voted no on the original proposal
right.
from Nancy
so,
Pelosi.
And they hadn't heard the evidence yet, but I'm just wondering, you know, I understand that this is the GOP side that you just read because it's from their memo.
Right.
And I'm well familiar with the felonies that I think the president has committed, extortion
oh,
and so on.
Okay. Felonies
but,
now.
Right. But, well, extortion, the Ukrainian thing is an extortion. That's a felony.
If the Ukrainian president says he wasn't extorted and he wasn't pressured, how do you justify
let's
that?
See. We polled all the criminals involved in a recent theft, and guess what? All said they are innocent.
Oh, you're saying the victim here is a criminal. You're claiming, on one hand, that the president of Ukraine is a victim. On the other hand, you're claiming he's a criminal.
I think if you participate in a quid pro quo that you are one of the squid pro quos, too.
So, in other words, if I say to you, I've kidnapped your daughter and I want $100 to release her, and you pay me the $100, you're complicit? You're guilty?
If and only if you say, and in fact, I was part of the kidnapping, that's what the Ukrainian president
could
say.
Well, the Ukrainian president wasn't part of withholding his own foreign aid.
If he had agreed to the investigation. So, all right. So, where are we?
Well, I think we're where we have always been.
Right.
The Democrats are on one side. The Republicans are on the other. I think that, you know, as far as investigations go, there is smoke here and it needs to be looked at. But it needs to be done fairly.
When do we see the articles of impeachment? It's about long overdue.
Well, no, they won't do that till they're done with the hearings.
Oh, that's afterward. Okay.
Then they will determine whether or not there is evidence to move forward. Well, that's a foregone conclusion with the Democrats on those
committees. They're moving forward.
They're moving forward. They're going to impeach this guy no matter what. You know, and what's the end result? Let's say he did all these things. Let's say everything he did is bad. The election is in what? Less than a year, or just about a year right now, during which time he could be marginalized.
No, well, the election itself is a year.
Right.
Less than a year. You're
right. The primary is coming up in May, you know, and the presidential elections and primaries in different states are, what, some of the early, some are mid, some are late. But there's certainly plenty of time to marginalize the president if he were, in fact, guilty of all these things. So why put the country through this if within a year he'd be turned out of office?
Well, I think they want people
unless they think they can't turn him out of office.
Well, that's certainly sound reasoning on their part. There's no guarantees. They thought they had the election guaranteed for Hillary Clinton. That didn't work out.
So now, instead, all right, here's what you just said. If they can't guarantee that they're going to win, they're going to do whatever they can to stop the election from happening.
Well, I don't think that it is going to stop the election from happening.
The election of Donald Trump, I should have said.
Well, I know what you mean. But the fact is, there's no guarantee. You know, people, I think the potentiality certainly exists that the impeachment in the House and the lack of a conviction in the Senate will embolden President Trump's supporters to show up in even greater numbers than they did the first time. They sort of accidentally elected him the first time. They didn't realize. I think even they thought, you know, the election might have been a foregone conclusion, but they all stepped up, and of course they got him sufficient votes in the right states, and so he got in, and that was a surprise to pollsters and to a lot of people. I remember watching
shocking to Hillary Clinton.
Well, and watching the MSNBC commentators last night, you'd think a nuclear bomb fell in the Midwest or something. It was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with the world? They were bawling and everything. But in any event, I don't think they think that there's a guarantee that he'll lose election next year. I know some polling indicates that, but as we know, polling had President Hillary Clinton in office, so that didn't work out either. So I think this will be just one check mark on the negative side of his resume. But, you know, honestly, if I were a Donald Trump supporter, I have already, my suspension of disbelief is already so strong, why would impeachment in a political impeachment, you know, it's not based on, you know, sort of readily obvious felonies like some previous presidents have done, why would I allow that to dissuade me? You know, especially if I'm part of this, you know, class of America, which has every socioeconomic strata involved, that is doing a little bit better today than they were 4 years ago.
Well, I think you raise an interesting question, but here's the problem with it. The president of the United States is trying to change the dynamic in this country, and it's very upsetting to the people who lost the election. In other words, we've always heard elections have consequences. I don't know that I'd go so far as to call it a coup, as the president has done so often, because that implies armed men taking someone into custody and perhaps shooting him. But I do think it is a concerted effort on the part of some people on the left to negate the election, and doing that by going after the president and either marginalizing him or kill him by the death of a thousand cuts, just one revelation after another of something he supposedly did wrong. And then the way the media is complicit in it from the standpoint of, oh, it's debunked. This is debunked. That's debunked. Anything the president says is debunked. The president lies. The president doesn't tell the truth.
Why is the media's complicitness a factor in this? I don't get that. I mean, there's like 99 different media today. I know CNN and CBS, and maybe some other ones are occasionally saying that when they talk about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, and that's fine. They can do so. But Fox doesn't do that. ABC doesn't do that. And everybody's not doing it.
And what did ABC just just do the other week?
Refresh my memory. I know we talked about it on this show. Well, let's scratch this. We can talk about the media another day.
All right.
Let's talk about the
They certainly itch.
Truth about the impeachment and whether it's a coup and whether or not it will have the consequence that the Democrats desire, and that's ousting President Trump next year.
Here's what bothers me. Their big thing was the Mueller report, where this Mueller report is going to show that he colluded with the Russians. I have absolute proof. That's a direct quote from the head of the Intelligence Committee.
He never said that.
He did, too. He said, I have absolute proof that the president colluded.
Did not.
So all of a sudden, that's gone. We're not even hearing about that anymore. We're hearing about this phone call.
Well, maybe there'll be something from the Mueller report in the articles of impeachment. Maybe that'll come up. You know, this is going to be a shotgun impeachment. We're going to indict the president on, I mean, figuratively speaking, indict him on everything he's ever done in office so far that irritated us.
Okay, but here's the thing. With Bill Clinton, it was absolutely clear that he lied under oath. And whether or not that was an impeachable offense was a subject of debate in the country. And it was ultimately found not to be worthy to remove him from office, even though it did lead to his impeachment. So what is the crime here that Donald Trump has absolutely committed? He has released, I won't call it a transcript because it really isn't a transcript.
It's a
memo. He has released a memo about the phone call. And nothing in that memo seems to indicate there was a quid pro
yeah,
quo.
The Fox has indicated that everything's fine in the hen house,
would you
not
do
to
me
worry.
Would you do me a favor? I'd like you to do me a favor. I said, Mark, I'd like you to do me a favor. You said to me earlier, Joe, would you do me a favor? Remind me I don't have my headlines here.
Yes.
Is there a quid pro quo involved in that?
Well, if you're going to have to talk.
I can do you the favor or not do you the favor.
I'm trying to think of a nefarious thing that I could gain if I had you go get the headline. Oh, there's donuts in the lunchroom.
So I might steal one.
Yeah, you'll get off your diet if you go halfway to the copiers, the lunchroom. So this is going to undermine your dietary discipline that you observe.
But if, let's say Donald Trump wasn't the president, let's say he was a lower level government official who had the capacity to withhold the funding from the Ukraine for some period of time.
Only the president can do that on a whim.
What's the crime here? They got the money. They said they weren't pressured or coerced into it.
Well, I think it's because
the president denies that he did it.
Right. They got caught in the phone call because they realized there were so many people listening, and it would be obvious to even the most transparent viewer that it was a quid pro quo opportunity.
I know you believe the president is an idiot, but I don't.
I don't think he's an idiot.
I don't think he would be dumb enough.
I think he's a stable genius.
Knowing that there were so many people on that call, I think he would have been absolutely insane to put something out there that he knew was illegal.
Well, okay, if the shoe fits, so be it.
Now you're saying the president's insane.
Well,
you just said he was a stable genius.
No, I believe you did. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Before you keep dissing the media for hating the president, one of our listeners sends me a text, says, you may want to remind Joe he is part of the media.
I acknowledge that fact.
Right. So you are part of the problem, buddy.
But I point out our flaws as well as our strengths. Our strength is that the media, doing its job as an impartial observer without any political content, could do wonders for this country. But my problem is that we've blurred the lines, and I've said this before, so thoroughly between news and commentary that nobody knows where that line is anymore, and nobody respects the fact that it has to be observed.
Right, and if you see a single individual there, like if you watch Sean Hannity or who's the woman that's on MSNBC at night, Rachel Maddow,
right.
If you accidentally confuse what they say as actual guaranteed fact, you will be misled. Well, please, audience, now is your opportunity to weigh in and participate in this discussion. We're not going to talk about this the whole show, but we're just going to start out on this topic. We're going to do the opposite of what we've done on some call-less half hours of the show, start out with a non-topic, and then get to the vibrant impeachment discussion. So we're going to start out with a vibrant impeachment discussion, and then we'll switch to another topic later, and hopefully so we'll get some calls on that. 1-800-795-9565. If you've sent me a text in the past hour, feel free to dial that number, 1-800-795-9565. If your voice isn't too recognizable, you can call in and give us your 2 cents. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
I think it's the Who.
I don't know. Maybe no. It's the What.
Nope, I'm not.
The Where or the Why.
I'm getting the squished together forehead from Rob Centers. It's absolutely not.
Okay. Alice Cooper.
Oh, that's right. Where's
Alice
my brain?
Cooper.
It's funny, I can't remember things.
Dead or alive?
50 years ago, like I used to now.
Is Alice Cooper dead or alive?
He's alive.
Is he alive?
Yeah,
he's very much alive. Well alive, yes.
Okay.
He's still performing.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody want to see him?
A lot of people do. Not.
I'd go. If I got tickets, I'd go for sure.
Yeah, not sold out big stadia like before, but larger clubs and things.
Oh, so
if Robin Hood Del East was still there, he'd probably go there.
Is he Sunbury Amphitheater yet?
He hasn't been there yet that I know of, but anybody can walk there. It's free and open
to
the public.
That's true, it is. Well, we were talking about this GOP memo, and we didn't finish our discussion of that.
Yeah, go ahead and read a couple more paragraphs.
The memo cited testimony transcripts of several State Department officials called by House Democrats to give their depositions behind closed doors. The Republicans accused the Democrats of lacking transparency and hiding information. The memo said, the Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, has been leading the impeachment inquiry from his Capitol basement bunker. That's a direct quote, by the way. The closed-door impeachment inquiry has generated more than 100 hours of testimony from 15 witnesses. The fact-finding is all unclassified, so the closed-door process is purely for informational control. This arrangement has allowed Chairman Schiff, who has already publicly fabricated evidence and misled Americans about his interactions with the anonymous whistleblower, to selectively leak cherry-picked information to help him paint misleading public narratives while at the same time placing a gag order on Republican members, the memo said. House Democrats are moving their impeachment proceeding into open hearings this week. The memo claims they will still be one-sided, partisan, and fundamentally unfair. The GOP authors of the letter say there is no co-equal subpoena power, no due process for the president, no guarantee that Schiff will call witnesses put forward by Republicans. They also pointed out that Schiff denied the GOP minority request to call the anonymous whistleblower whose complaint initiated the impeachment probe to testify.
Get over the whistleblower.
Get over it all, right? So it's all, you know, the fact-finding is still unclassified, and that's a good point, but it's behind closed doors. If it wasn't classified, why did they hold it behind closed doors? And then leak selectively the information they wanted, which the media
was more than happy
to promote.
The biggest leakers have been the GOP, Democrats.
Give me your basis for that astounding claim.
Well, you give me your basis that you think it was the Dems.
I will happily do so immediately, and then I want to hear yours.
Okay.
Because all the information that's leaked out of there has been detrimental to the president, and there has been nothing about what the Republicans questioned come out.
And the reason that I think it's Republicans is because Republicans are doing it so that it looks like Democrats, and they're only releasing things that are detrimental to the president so that it looks like the Dems did it, but we know the Republicans are doing it to undermine the Dems' credibility.
Why would the Republicans release damaging information or information that could be perceived
because
as damaging?
Because it's all for naught anyway. What's the difference? It's not going to make any difference. They might as well just do the impeachment vote now.
Well, I agree with you. I think everybody's mind's made up.
Why waste your time with all these attorneys and hearings? And think of all the soap operas that are going to be displaced by this. We're not broadcasting lasting the hearings on WKOK incidentally.
Oh, really? Why?
We've had, well, it's going to be 96 hours.
96 hours?
Is that too long? We think that's too much. So it's just
96.
It's going to go on for weeks during the day of congressional testimony.
Will they break for commercials?
It doesn't really matter.
If you get the spots in, it doesn't matter, right?
Right. So
got to get the spots.
It's just too much for us to air. But we have had a couple of inquiries. Are we going to broadcast?
Is CBS carrying it live?
They do have a live feed available. Oh, CBS TV will. Yes, but not CBS Radio.
Oh,
yeah, CBS Radio does have a feed available if we wish to take it from the satellite, anchored or unanchored.
Oh, okay.
But we won't be until some big deal person testifies.
Well, I understand that the chairman and the ranking member will each get 45 minutes to question a witness, and then after that, the members of the panel will each get 5 minutes.
Okay.
The ranking members will have the benefit of having attorneys help them with their questions.
Right. Well, and so would the other members, I guess, if they so choose to have an attorney help them.
Well, but, let's face it. For 5 minutes, it's just going to be bloviating.
Well, yeah, but
you know,
it's possible.
They're asking condescending questions.
So let's just go with the vote and get it over with. We have open lines. If you'd like to weigh in on this, call us now, 1-800-795-9565. The telephone number, speedy dialers, before we get to the top of the hour. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dale, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, all this information we're being fed, it's all irrelevant. They're just pounding people, and it's poison.
Right, and the Republicans are responsible for the jibber-jabber. There's no argument there.
Oh, yes, there is an argument there. I know Democratic jibber-jabber when I hear it.
Yeah, free books. I think people need to start going there instead of going to free Wi-Fi.
It's funny how the public library has both free Wi-Fi and free books. They got it all.
Our thought process turned into trash. I mean, it's all makings of our big corporations and government pushing this. Someone starts getting locked up and stop making so much money, then I'll start believing it, because it doesn't matter if it comes out first. Whoever puts it out first, don't matter if it's true or what.
Is the Bar Association tied up in this, Dale?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. You're part of that clan. I mean, it's kind of like a cult.
That's right. Joe's a millionaire. He's in the upper
crust.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's good people. It's just abuse of power. Anybody with power and abuses it, it's not good, Joe. Don't you think?
I agree. Abusing power is not good. But I mean, there's been no evidence here of anybody abusing power. Although one of the things that we do have to talk about today is the book by Anonymous.
He destroyed all of his creditors and threw people in New Jersey all the tax burden and destroyer. So everywhere he goes, he's a destroyer. I mean, you know.
By an anonymous author identified only as a senior administration official, painting the White House as a snake pit of D-list opportunists. The unnamed writer claims Trump oversees a shambolic operation where staffers are out mainly for themselves. The president, the unnamed author known as Anonymous, writes, is equally immoral, using the power of the presidency for political gain and ignoring attempts by his aides to moderate his approach. No external force can ameliorate his attraction to wrongdoing, the author writes in the forthcoming book, a warning, excerpts from which were obtained by CNN on Monday. Gee, isn't that surprising?
Right. Leaked by the GOP to CNN.
The net effect of the president's war on democratic institutions is that he has turned the government of the United States into one of his companies, Anonymous says, a badly managed enterprise defined by a sociopathic personality in the C-suite, rife with infighting, embroiled in lawsuits, falling deeper into debt, allergic to internal and external criticism, open to shady side deals, operating with limited oversight, and servicing its self-absorbed owner at the expense of its customers.
Amen, brother. That's it in a nutshell. Too bad it's not impeachable.
Oh, brother. You know, this guy is so morally outraged, he won't even tell you who he is.
Oh, brother, here we go again.
Yeah, well, I'll write an anonymous
there
book
you
saying
go
that
again,
you're a miserable
Joe.
Person. Would you like that book?
Across from me is Mr. Joe McGranahan, ultra-conservative, and beans in his ears. No, I'm just kidding. He's listening today, so if I say something, he'll hear it. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sun Mary Motor Company. We've got more of our show coming up. This is WDK, okay, Sun Mary.
Thank you.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great things. Welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show. I'm sure I'm taken aback here. Somebody said I was right. And so it's just so rare that I see that in print. I just am shocked. But we'll read that email in a moment. We also got a text, and we'll take callers, too. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is now open. Call us immediately, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We'd very much like to hear from you today through one of those media. In the news today, Northumberland nonprofit group providing free hygiene products to low-income women has received some grant money. In a release, Shape of Justice announced it received the $6,200 grant from the Southern Tier Community Fund at First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. The nonprofit is only one of four recipients to receive the grant. The goal, ensure that women and girls in our valley need to have supplies to allow them to work, go to school, and participate in daily life. We have more about that at WKOK.com. Another setback for the JROTC program at the Shikellamy School District.
Newly hired instructor Lieutenant Colonel Bart Wagner resigned from the position last Friday, citing a much longer than expected certification process. Shikellamy Superintendent Dr. Jason Bendel announced Wagner's resignation in a letter to state legislatures. According to Bendel, Wagner said the certification process was taking months rather than weeks, and he is among the lowest paid faculty members at Shikellamy. He said the pay was too low for the many hours required. Bendel says the district was paying Wagner the full district estimated share, which is split equally between the district and the Army. Bendel told state lawmakers he's concerned the district will be, quote, hard-pressed to find a replacement for a commissioned officer to run the program. Bendel says he also sent a letter to the Army encouraging them to examine the requirements for the position. Bendel also questioned why the job must require a commissioned officer to work with JROTC students. Wagner was hired in August after the district said JROTC classes would have to be put on hold if no instructor was found. Former instructor Joe Walsh resigned after being involved in a senior class prank gone wrong that involved live chickens inside Shikellamy High School. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's funny, if they had a Future Farmers of America class, they'd encourage chickens, but of course a few...
No, they would probably bring soldiers in.
That's funny. Okay, in other news, charges will be filed against a Maryland man who police say caused a fatal crash in Shamokin Dam last July. A Sealands Grove man died in the accident in Shamokin Dam. Police tell us Charles Bussard will be accused of careless driving resulting in unintentional death, and other charges. Those are all summary offenses, incidentally. Police say during their investigation, Bussard said he wasn't familiar with the area at the time of the crash. Police say he was going about 37 miles per hour in that particular zone. He did not appear to be particularly distracted, nor was he under the influence of any intoxicant. He receives those summary offenses from Shamokin Dam police in the weeks ahead. The crash July 9th killed 66-year-old John Wendt of Sealands Grove. The accident happened while waiting at the Routes 11 and 15 Baldwin Boulevard intersection last July. And Don Cherry, Canada's most polarizing, flamboyant, and opinionated hockey commentator, was fired Monday for calling immigrants "you people" in a television rant.
Well, that's a terrible thing to call somebody.
It's a derogatory term.
"You people." Yeah, well, we get fired for that now, do we?
Well, you know, half the, about two-thirds of the world is made up of "you people." So I think
anybody who isn't me is "you people."
Right. It was in a television rant in which he said new immigrants are not honoring Canada's fallen soldiers.
Well, maybe that's where this comes from.
Well, yeah, I should just, let's read the whole thing, okay. Then we'll make fun of it.
right.
Rogers Sportsnet president Bart Yabsley announced the decision following the discussions with the 80...
Bart who?
So Yabsley.
Yabsley, all right.
I think I'm saying it right. Y-A-B-S-L-E-Y, Yabsley.
Sounds right to me.
All right. Anyway, following discussions with the 85-year-old broadcaster, it's been decided that it's now is the right time for him to immediately step down.
It's now the right time for him to immediately step down. Okay.
This has been coming for a long time.
But now is the right time for immediate action.
Anyway, Yabsley, I didn't realize this was so funny. Yabsley said in a statement, quote, during the broadcast, he made divisive remarks that do not represent our core values or what we stand for, unquote. Don Cherry derided immigrants by saying Saturday night, you people, you love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you can pay a couple of bucks for a poppy or something like that. These guys paid for your way of life that you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price, unquote. The tradition of wearing poppies in Canada honors the country's war dead on Remembrance Day, which was observed Monday.
So I gather he was fired for suggesting that immigrants don't care enough about the veterans who fought and died for Canada to preserve their way of life. Is that why he was fired?
Yeah, more than just you people. Being disparaging to immigrants who may or may not have deep respect for the nation's veterans.
Was he right or wrong?
I don't think you're supposed to call you people, you people.
Well, no, I not realize in today's world, you're not supposed to call anybody anything except sweetheart or honey or dear.
Well, he means people of color. So
he does have a history of saying very controversial things,
does
too.
He? Okay.
I think this is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Right. That's probably why the owner said during the process, it's been decided that now is the right time for him to immediately step
aside.
So this has been coming for a long time.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
It doesn't sound like the worst thing anybody ever said. If his point was that he didn't think immigrants were supporting the military strongly enough, I say he would have to have some evidence to prove that statement.
Now, you said you saw some evidence of snowflakes on a college campus yesterday?
Yes, I
on
did.
Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Or on Veterans Day?
I did. This is interesting. The University of Virginia canceled its 21-gun salute from the Veterans Day ceremony. The University of Virginia has canceled the 21-gun salute for its Veteran Day ceremony over concerns that firing weapons on campus could cause panic among the students. The salute previously came at the end of the school's 24-hour vigil and Veterans Day ceremony, a tradition for a decade, although it's commonly seen in the U.S. as an honor for visiting dignitaries.
Yeah, on Memorial Day.
The decision to end the tribute was made by the school's provost office and the colonel of the Reserve Officers Training Corps. Mm. One is that it would be disruptive to classes, and two, unfortunately, with gun violence in the U.S., there was some concern that we would cause a panic if someone heard gunshots on the grounds. UVA President Jim Ryan wrote in his Facebook page announcing the change last week. The university did not immediately respond to Fox News for a comment. Jay Levine, a veteran who went through the ROTC program at the school, said the 21-gun salute was the ultimate tribute to those who served and passed away.
Oh, but that's not what Veterans Day is for.
He says, I am very disillusioned, very upset, and very surprised that they would make such a decision. So am I.
I'm surprised the junior ROTC officer is in on it. It sounds like something that he would advocate for, not to be glad that it's gone.
It's not the junior ROTC. It is the ROTC. This is a college
campus. Oh, it's the regular ROTC. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway, I'm surprised that what is he, a lieutenant colonel? I'm surprised he's in on the abandoning. Well, but the other thing that you can argue is that a 21-gun salute is more a Memorial Day thing, perfectly appropriate on Memorial, but on Veterans Day.
They've been doing this for a decade, Mark.
Oh, my gosh, 10 long years, Joe.
Yes.
How many decades have you been around?
And how many students panicked in the 9 prior years when they heard the 21-gun salute? And if the campus announced that our Veterans Day ceremony will conclude with a 21-gun salute, and I could see the students panicking, the poor little...
Is it appropriate that the college focus on education, or is that inappropriate on you, that they focus on education?
Well, they've been honoring our veterans. Is there something wrong with a college honoring the veterans who made their freedom
absolutely
possible?
Absolutely not. But most of the students...
Sounds like you're
campus.
Saying it is, my friend.
Most of the students are in class at that time, and to hear the gunshots, it just doesn't... It's just not necessary. Yeah, I agree with the lieutenant colonel in the ROTC that it's just not necessary. You have Memorial Day for that to purpose.
Mark.
Yes?
If I heard bang, 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 I would say, yes, that is certainly concerning. But a 21-gun salute is typically fired by 7 seven rifles three times.
Right.
Bang. Click, click, click. Bang. Click, click, click. Bang.
This is going on the highlight reel. There's no argument about that. Right. I get that. I know how they go. I've been to many.
Veterans' funerals, I'm sure.
Some of them, yes.
Right.
As have I.
There is nothing frightening about a 21-gun salute. It's a very solemn thing, honoring someone.
No, but if you're in a college campus class, you hear three sets of gunshots, and you're focused on your biology, and maybe, I don't know, when I was at Penn State.
And the campus newspaper said there's going to be a tribute to the veterans today that will end with a 21-gun salute.
Oh, right. Well, whatever. Half the kids are unaware of what's happening.
I'm sure it didn't come as a shock to anyone who attends the University of Virginia that they were doing this.
Oh, brother. Okay, Joe. I'm with the Lieutenant Colonel in the ROTC. I think he's spot on. It's just not necessary. I think if it was a mandatory, if there's this fabulous opportunity to pay tribute to our nation's war dead, we'll call it Memorial Day and we'll have a 21-gun salute after appropriate remarks from somebody who's been associated with warfare or combat or leadership roles. I think that's perfectly okay. But this is Veterans Day. We're honoring people who served. That's all they did was serve. They didn't all give their life in line of their duty. So I just think it's not necessary.
But it's a tribute to those who did give their life, right. And many did. What is wrong with firing a 21-gun salute?
I think it's a little over the top. It's just not it's not necessary. It's distracting. It could be startling to some students who are participating in actual classes on this college campus.
Are you aware of any Veterans Day celebrations around here where they actually fire a 21-gun salute?
No, nobody does that. That's very rare. That's a Memorial Day thing or at a soldier's funeral or something like that.
So you think this is totally inappropriate to do?
I don't think it's totally inappropriate. You're putting words in my mouth I didn't say. I'm just saying it's not necessary. It's not really.
Well, it's
part
not necessary
of it.
To even hold a Veterans Day if you're going to go all the way down.
I think it'd be better
to
off to hold a free lunch or to have a small gift or a flag or something for the individual.
Well, I heard an ad on the air here that a local dentist is giving free dental care on a given day.
Dr. Carl Jenkins.
Is that wrong? Is that necessary?
That's a good thing.
No, he's finding a way within his profession to honor the veterans.
So who's
the University of Virginia?
Which profession is it that shoots 21-gun salutes?
The military.
Okay, gotcha.
And this is a day honoring the military.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
Well, I feel sorry for you. You'll probably be one of those people diving under the desk.
Such a bad veterans guy.
When you heard the gunfire go off at the college.
Well, and we saw on one of the reports that came down from Veterans Day yesterday saying all World War II soldiers are dead in Pennsylvania.
And your father still lives.
I'm not dead yet, said my father in Sunbury, and many other good World War II soldiers around
here.
What
idiot wrote that story?
Al, I don't know, and I sent him a correction and they didn't reply.
Well, I guess not.
My father's phone number if they wanted proof.
They probably couldn't see the keyboard with all the egg all over their face.
Brother.
All right. Well, in any event, we'll have to agree to disagree. I think the University of Virginia showed a lack of moral courage by canceling their event. All right.
Brother.
And on our impeachment discussion earlier, you're right, Mark. Let's take the vote and get it over with. I'm sure if we took the vote today, didn't say what the vote was, then the inquiry was over. And took the vote again, both votes would be identical. It's not political. It's power. We are so divided, we cannot come together on anything. We need to spend lots of taxpayer money to continue a coup.
All right. I love the new spelling of coup, too.
I do, too. And I noticed many of the people who wrote in spell it COO.
It's catching on, yes.
Yeah.
About three or four people have done that. The second from the bottom is
right.
On the 21-gun.
It says, Joe, second from the bottom?
Or second from the top.
Second from the top. Snowflakes are melting if a school can't handle a 21-gun salute for the military. 21-gun salutes are just not to honor the dead, but are done at the change of command and other military events. Beware of the floods from the melting snowflakes.
As always, Stan nails it.
I'm not certain where this one came from, but one of our writers says, in Shemokin, it would be yous guys.
Oh, that's from the guy that said you people.
Oh, you people, okay.
Right, yeah, the translation.
All right.
In Canadian, it's you people, but
in
Shemokin,
it's yous guys.
Yous guys. A couple of two-tree of yous guys are going to be in trouble.
Now, see, that's a stereotype. You should be banned from the airwaves for that. should you not?
I don't know. This isn't a terrible question. Our impressions of...
You just engaged in a stereotype.
Right.
An ethnic stereotype.
Right.
Make sure we save this, Rob.
A couple of two-tree of you guys are in trouble.
Right. So you should be penalized for this, I'm sure.
Well, this could be just as Don Cherry enjoyed. This could be the long, slippery
it's
slope.
Time for you to immediately.
This is the beginning of the end.
And then one of our others, going back to the president again. Joe, did I hear you correctly say that the anonymous book writer says Trump administration has no oversight? Yes, that's what the story says. What have the Democrats been doing the last 3 years, if not oversight?
Oversight to the point of irritation.
I think they've been doing witch hunting, Stan.
Mm. I think they've been pointing out people who commit felonies and catching them in the act.
I see.
Whenever possible. All right. Well, that takes care of the sum total of the available text messages. So if you'd like to fill up the email in basket with more reaction to our discussion or more observations, you can send it to 70236. That's the Text Connect system. You can sign up at WDKOK.com. It is a system whereby you would have an opportunity to talk to us via Text Connect. Text Connect is the way that we keep you notified of breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, weather warnings that pop up, or closed roads. That's what we use Text Connect for. I think we sent out a Text Connect not too long ago about something or other. So these are important news stories. You give us our cell phone, your cell phone, but we don't use it. We don't sell it. We never send you an advertisement or a spam message. Definitely fewer than a dozen messages a month, because that's our limit. So we wouldn't send more than that unless we're having a big flood or something. And so that's Text Connect. So please sign up. We would just love to have you on board. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com. I would say we do not have any emails pending at this time. So.
No, but the writer who mentioned the fact that in Shamokin it would be used, guys, says, oops, sorry.
Oh, because of the political incorrectness. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Join us on the show. We talked about the impeachment right off the bat today, so we'll take more comment on that. 1-800-795-9565. I think impeachment perfectly appropriate. They should just proceed with the vote now. We know enough. Joe says the whole thing's a witch hunt, and it's part of the COO coup.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got a caller on the line. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Yes, first of all, the Schiff said that there was significant evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. I believe that's what his quote was.
That's the exact quote, not that we have the definitive proof of President Trump involved.
Not absolute evidence, and it was between, no. Not between Trump necessarily, but between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Go ahead.
Where is that quote?
Where is that quote? Well, you can look up Adam Schiff quote on Russia collusion, and it comes up.
Yeah, well, his meaning was pretty clear, I think.
Okay. Joe can read his mind.
I just thought you might like to be accurate for a change.
I was.
Absolute proof that there was Russian collusion.
Okay. What
else? Okay. And let's see. The testimony that was released yesterday by the Pentagon official, where the transcripts were released, they actually didn't think there was they could tell from the messages they got that the that the holding up the aid came from concerns in the White House and by POTUS. And when they looked up the laws, they couldn't find any legal basis for the president having the power to do that, actually. The State Department, the Pentagon, and one other group, I believe it was, had the right to review it, and all three had already passed on it. And so it's not even clear that he had the power to hold it up.
Okay. What about that, Joe?
Chris has to say.
This is a matter of interest.
But every president has the right to determine how foreign aid is conducted or how foreign affairs are conducted in this country. Do you deny that?
It depends a little bit on definitions there, but pretty much yes.
Okay. Well, if he thinks that there's corruption,
has the right to just start dropping bombs anywhere.
But if he thinks there is corruption, oh no! How about our Mr. Obama, who was big on drone attacks? He drone attacked everybody at the drop of a hat. Did he not? He apparently had that right.
Yes, but nobody objected to it either.
Oh, okay. So it's if somebody doesn't object to it, then it's
wrong. Well, you got to go through legal processes to make it illegal. Just because they've been doing it, it's not even clear that some of the wars we're in today are still have authorization from Congress. But until somebody gets something to court and has judges' rules, then, you know, it's not necessarily illegal if it hasn't been ruled on.
Okay.
But Trump did all sorts of things besides what we're talking about that I think were abuses of power. And abuses of power, a lot of the things that were in the Nixon thing were not technically a law being broken. They were abuse of power. And the abuse of power applies basically of the president. Our laws would only apply to one person, really. And there's things the president's allowed to do. But there's also abuse of power where he does them for nefarious reasons.
But let's face it, Chris, anybody who exercises the power they've been given can be accused of abusing it by people who don't like what he did.
That's right. And that's happened regularly.
I could say President Obama abused his power by dropping drones on people. I could say he abused his power by the Fast and Furious gun deal in Mexico.
I think he could make a good case for it.
But that doesn't mean he should be impeached.
No, it doesn't. But when he starts doing it for bribes for political reasons, then it certainly will fall into a different category, wouldn't you think?
It might, but we don't know the intent.
Well,
we don't know what was in the president's mind.
We know the intent in terms of what people were, what his agents were reporting to Zelensky.
Okay, we got
to. He wanted him to go to a microphone and announce an investigation into Biden.
Okay, Chris, wrap up. We got a caller waiting. Give you 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
Well, there's. It's 30 seconds. I'm not going to say
he can't do anything.
Worthwhile.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
Well, just in response to what you said earlier, one of our writers says, just because there isn't an objection to the actions of a president doesn't mean that what the president does is legal.
All right. Well said.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Call back. You get another minute or more. So thank you so much. We appreciate your research and putting Joe in his place, even if he won't accept it. Buzz, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm sure that you've been asked this many times because I can't listen to the whole show every morning. I have a question about Trump's behavior in all aspects. If you personally were accused of something or had something untrue said about you that you did, wouldn't you want to just get it out there and get it over with?
Yeah, if you thought the court was objective, but I don't think the U.S. House of Representatives isn't an objective hearing location.
Well, I'm just wondering why, with the, your president, Joe, they hide his tax records, they hide all these different emails and all this kind of stuff. I mean, if there's nothing to worry about, if he's completely innocent on all those things, get it out there, show everybody, get it over with, and move on. Why all this subterfuge and hidden stories?
Well, because it's just a political impeachment. It's not a real impeachment. It's just based on flimsy evidence and the testimony of people that are definitely detailing to a great extent, but what many people just view as flimsy evidence. It's not some huge extortion. And even, let's suppose we did find out that this quid pro quo was definitely existed. Presidents do that. They wield influence and they buy and sell and trade it.
Are you all right?
What?
You're doing my job.
Oh, I know. I can do it better than you.
That sounded like Mark.
It yeah. was Mark, but
well, I'm just trying to keep the discussion going.
Well, you are, but okay, let's make it simple. Let's see. If he has nothing to hide on his business dealings and his tax records in New York, get him out.
Okay, well, he's guilty. I agree.
Move along.
Well, I think, Buzz, the argument I would make is that you could be have nothing wrong with what you did, but it could be misinterpreted or it could be misconstrued in some way, or it could just be embarrassing. That doesn't mean he has to.
So just one simple thing that he could get out of the way and help us move on to other stuff that really matters. So, I mean, this, you know, I've read his book. I've read a lot about him. The man's a terrible businessman. He has a lot to hide because he made a lot of mistakes, and he cheated a lot of people, and he did a lot of things wrong, and he cheated the government and all of us, and I think that's why he wants to hide it.
Well, if he did that, I think he just had a reversal in a court in New York over the tax issue there, and he might have to appeal even further.
They said that he can't hide his stuff.
Well, he still can appeal that decision.
Sure. And again, my argument, why? If he didn't do anything wrong, get it out there. Get it over with and let's move on.
Well, I think if you have a right that you think someone is taking from you, you have an obligation perhaps to defend it and to try and, you know, see that you get what you perceive to be fair treatment, even if you're wrong.
I guess I'm not making my point, so I'll let it go, guys. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Buzz. Appreciate the call. Quickie break. Caller waiting. Text Connect waiting. We'll take an email on the mark at WKOK.com. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We want you to know that if you need a brand new Ford of any type or species or particular model, to use Joe's word, or a Hyundai or a Kia, the Telluride is my favorite, or a Lincoln Navigator. I'm getting Joe a great big Lincoln Navigator, but before I give it to him, I'm going to tell him it's a hybrid. It gets 30 miles to the gallon in the city and 40 on the highway. It's a fabulous Lincoln, but it's got every other accoutrement he could possibly want.
Except the big motor. I'm with the
it
big
does
motor.
Not have a big motor. No, it's a V4, which is the strangest engine ever. But I'll tell you what, super high horsepower and guess what? Great gasoline mileage. But that's just one of the choices. Ford, you can do like I do and you wait for your Raptor, Ford Ranger to come through way less than 40 grand. You can buy a tricked out Ford Ranger now for 30 something. I'll tell you what, and less than that, I should say. A Hyundai, the Hyundai Sonata is my favorite, especially the all-wheel drive version. Kia's got a wide range of vehicles. They just have super vehicles, and I'll tell you what. They are the cat's meow at the Sunbury Motor Company, and they would just love to help you out, and they give you a big, fat deal. They'll give you a big, fat deal.
There you go again.
Thank you. Okay, I know you hate that reference.
I do.
Anyway, they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks as well, and they are a master towing service. They can pump Joe up with nitrogen and make sure and put you back on the road in fabulous condition. They would just love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company. Eric, thank you for waiting. You are on the mark.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. So it's been 1 week since the election, and thank goodness, all that violence from the election has finally settled down, and everything has settled out, and everything's back to normal again.
Violence.
I know down where I vote in Union Township, it was the tension was palpable. I think the ladies only had one tray of cookies out instead of two last week, so it was very tense down there.
Mm-hmm. Will
course,
that be
my
enough?
My tongue is firmly in my cheek because what a wonderful system of government we have where we can go out and vote and everything is peaceful and overly friendly even. It's something we take too much for granted here in the United States. And part of the reason my call is to admonish a lot of the voters. What was the voter turnout? 1 in 3, 33%, up maybe 40% locally. Is that about what I heard?
Yeah, we saw one precinct was 24%. That's pretty low.
Okay. Yeah. Shame on us.
Well, it's 24% of it's 24%
not turning out the vote.
Eric,
you know?
it's 20. Yep. Hold on. It's 24% of registered voters, but half of the country's not registered, so it's really 12% of eligible voters.
Yeah. We will be the first to, as a nation, complain, tweet, Twitter, whatever we're doing, saying how much we don't like the system of government or what's going on in Washington. Or in Harrisburg, or in my case, in Middleburg. But, what's wrong with us as a nation? And I don't know. And I'm admonishing my fellow Central Pennsylvanians for, because our election was truly where the rubber hits the road. We were electing our local officials, which, for our day-to-day things, those are the most important. Granted, the overall arcing comes from Washington, and we know the money goes from Washington to Harrisburg, and from Harrisburg down to our local governments, because we are a commonwealth. And as a commonwealth, we have a lot of our governmental power in our county governments. And this is where we are electing our county officials, and only 1 in 4 registered voters turned out. Shame on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about the tail wagging the dog. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Tiny tail, huge dog.
But if we have a little more time, I just want to ask just a quick question. So the last time we went through an impeachment process was with President Clinton, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the charge at that point was, as I remember it, was that the president had lied. And it was about the Monica Lewinsky thing. It's not exclusively a good part of that, the fact that he had lied under oath. Is that pretty much what the charge was against him?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. So we're talking about an incident which happened because it happened in the White House and the president lying. And now we're stacking that and trying to say, stack that up against what's going on now with an accusation of a president trying to bring a foreign power for apparently a second time, at least an accusation of that, and a president who lies all the time. But last time we were ready to impeach a president for saying one lie. And now we try to make nothing out of this, that the current president, all he's done, this is nothing.
He hasn't lied under oath yet.
About.
Eric, he hasn't lied under oath yet.
Yet. And you think that if he was put on the stand, he would be raise his right hand? He won't even let his underlings go. He's ordering them not to. What are they afraid of?
Executive privilege is something that he has the right to assert. A court can disagree with him. A court can disagree.
I
was just going to say, a court could disagree with him if he asserts executive privilege and says this person can't testify. I mean, let's face it, the president has an absolute right to have advice from his staff without worrying about whether or not some third party is going to be dragging it out of them.
So dragging it out of them, it incurs that there is something to be drug out of. In other words, that he is afraid that what they're going to say will be detrimental to him, right? Otherwise, wouldn't he be the first to say, yeah, talk to all my guys. I had the perfect call. Talk to all my guys. Isn't that in some way disquieting to you or disquieting to American citizens that he doesn't want his people to give the full and honest truth?
Be nice if it worked that way. but I don't think it does.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks for calling, Eric.
Appreciate
call again.
The time, gentlemen.
Anytime.
Appreciate the time.
Call again.
Appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565. Anything on the text list?
One of our texters says, Buzz's snowflake is melting. Innocent until proven guilty is still the standard in this country. And please tell us why Trump should help the left try to railroad him.
All right. Same listener said the one right below.
All right. It says, Chris's mental gymnastics about Trump are astounding. Is Chris a lawyer? If not, his legal opinions aren't worth much, are they?
All right. And a man named Joe called in to talk to Joe. Go right ahead, Joe. Joe's listening.
Both of you and even your audience there, Mark. How you doing this morning?
Perfect.
We're hanging in.
In a roundabout way, I'd get to my point. I watched a little bit of the Joe Biden town hall, I guess it was last night, and I did see where he pleaded for Donald Trump to release his taxes again. You know what? You know the same old lines that they use. What do you got to hide? And this. And okay, so I will say that Trump has done some things right. That say the moving the embassy to Jerusalem. You know, both sides. Some liked it. Some didn't. The first step back with criminal reform, right? Even the right didn't like that so much, you know, because it was seemed to be leaving some people out that were, you know, a little bit more criminal than others, so to speak. And some other things, I'm sure. The Experimental Drug Act, you know, you're familiar with that, that, you know, he allows people who are terminally ill now to take these experimental drugs. People take both sides of that. But with the taxes, I don't understand how anyone would think that that would resolve anything, because both sides, as in every issue that Donald Trump has put forward, you know, as a president, the law, anything, it's just partisan. It's almost 50-50, right? So I'm not saying that he should or he shouldn't release them. I don't know, you know, I don't really care myself. I don't think it's going to make a difference in this presidency, but his taxes would be, you know, I mean, why haven't they been charged with anything over the years? Because the IRS would have something to do with that under the Obama administration. Every other administration, the IRS never went after the guy. I mean, they audited him. I guess that's what he always says, why he can't release it.
But well, no, he's done with that excuse.
That's going to resolve anything. Go ahead.
He doesn't use that excuse anymore. Now he just says he's not going to do it. He's done with the audit's finished. But he doesn't have to. They're private. If there were any criminal or, you know, findings that required him to pay more in, that too would be private. You know, he's not being criminally charged with anything that relates to his taxes.
Why would anyone think that would resolve anything and exonerate him? If his taxes looked relatively normal for a billionaire, I'm sure that there would be almost half of the country or some news outlets that would have it be the worst thing that could ever be viewed, you know? The man, you know, he's the walking incarnate of Satan himself. That's what they do. And the other side, just like on the taxes, I'm assuming they would say, well, that's really not important to what, you know, is going on now with his presidency. That was years ago. So, I mean, it would be taken both ways, don't you think? I don't think it would resolve anything.
Well, I don't remember this case in too much detail, but I believe that it would show that the president had taken money from somebody and or paid out money to somebody that would...
But how wouldn't the IRS already know that if he did something... I mean, it might be completely legal. It must be if the IRS...
Well, he's arguing that the IRS is auditing his tax returns, and that's why he can't release them.
No, he's done with that argument. That's over. Right. He's just not...
I haven't heard him be done with it.
That was a stalling. I mean, I don't know how
it doesn't
long
take 3 years to do an audit.
A billionaire's, but it's been a long time. So that doesn't seem plausible. It didn't really seem plausible from the beginning. But I don't see what it would resolve. It would just have another 50% or 48 and 48 and a certain amount wouldn't care. But I just don't see the push for this releasing, other than it'll give the one side a lot of ammo. And I really think the other side would be, I don't care. you know, because it has nothing relevant, wouldn't seem relevant. But I do see what Mark says. I understand about, oh, well, giving money or getting money from a Russian bank and he's beholden to them. I just don't see it, and I don't see it in the actions of his presidency that he's beholden to anybody. I think he's not a Democrat or a Republican. I think he was a businessman that seen both sides was so corrupt. You know, and he finally got into the presidential race. He's been talking about it for 30 years. And he got in there, and he is shaking up the establishment, Republican and Democrat in Washington, and they don't like it. Some would do anything, you know, to get rid of him. And they did say, you know, from 20 minutes after the Washington Post had, we'll impeach this president, which is a little bit different than what they said about Obama. They said about Obama, we'll make him a one-term president. At least they gave him one term,
right,
you know, and then left it up to the people.
Our sole purpose will be to thwart anything that the president does, when they were talking about Obama. All right, we're good to go. Thank you so much, Joe.
Appreciate your call.
Yep.
Take care.
More good words. We'll take more comers. We have some text standing by, but we could read emails that were sent to onthemarket.kok.com, and you can call right now, 1-800-795-9565.
Hey, you, it's time for Sunbury Motors to eat their remaining 2019 Ford leftovers. Choose from over 20 of the hot-selling Ford Escapes for as low as $17,585. Love compact SUVs? Sunbury Motors has the leader of the pack. The 2019 Ford 4x4 EcoSport, slashed to just $20,525. SMC would give these away, but they know you'd feel guilty. Take up to $9,000 off new 2019 Ford Edges, up to $10,000 off new Ford 2019 Fusions, and up to an amazing $12,000 off on new 2019 Ford Expeditions. That's a whole lot of amazing. Pick from over 65 new 2019 leftover F-150s with total savings up to $14,750 off MSRP on 4x4 Super Cruise. Feast on Sunbury Motors 2019 Ford leftovers by November 30th before they're all gone. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Proudly serving all of Central PA for 105 years. Gobble, gobble, hey.
Let's see. In answer to our good caller's question, the Manhattan DA is investigating Trump's role in a potential illegal activity around the payment of hush money to Trump's supposed mistresses in 2016. As you may remember, Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who administered the hush money payments, is now in jail for his role in that scheme, among other things, by making payments to keep those women quiet while the campaign was going on. He made what were, in effect, undisclosed in-kind contributions to the Trump campaign, contributions that exceeded legal limits. Trump then reimbursed him, which means that he made undisclosed contributions to his own campaign. A candidate can contribute as much as he wants to his own campaign, but they must be reported. But that's not the only crime Trump may have committed to disguise their plan. Trump and Cohen set up a system in which Trump and his company made a series of monthly payments to Cohen totaling $420,000, disguised as legal fees. That means Trump almost certainly deducted them on his taxes as a business expense, which would be illegal under those circumstances. So they need to see the tax returns to see if he deducted the money to Cohen as a legal expense, even though it was a fee to pay mistresses.
So is there a quid pro quo here?
No, there's just...
I pay you and you keep your mouth shut?
Is and that's that... from the Washington Post, incidentally.
Oh, of course.
Well, I couldn't get the New York Times or Fox News. They're not coming up on the search box.
Well, that's because the search boxes all favor the left-wing media.
Okay. Well, Fox News should have something to exonerate the president.
Well, seriously, let's talk about that for a minute. The president made an illegal contribution to his campaign by personally spending his own money to stop some woman from coming forward with a story. How is that considered a contribution to his campaign?
I think what they're extrapolating is that since it occurred during the campaign, the goal was to keep Trump's reputation free of...
His reputation was already bad. You had that.
Well,
that
no
Billy,
argument there.
That
I'm
Billy, Billy,
that.
What's his name tape, where you and all the other people
I believe
people
that's
say,
the infraction.
You and all the others are saying he's grabbing women's crotches where there's no evidence.
I didn't say that he did.
He said he could. He didn't say he did.
Oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, well, that makes him a good guy then. Yeah, so, as long as you don't actually do it, as long as you
how
threaten
was
it, to
how
grab
was his
women.
Reputation enhanced by paying hush money?
Well, they don't want more bad news out about him would be the...
Well, there was plenty of bad news out about him anyway.
Joe, I'm not trying this. I'm just telling you what the accusation from New York is. I'm not advocating that he did or didn't do it or that he's anything
wrong.
Well,
I'm asking your opinion.
Well, I think he did the maximum amount of bad things possible by law.
And
oh, no, not by law.
Well, let's
beyond
say you
law.
Had the right. Let's say I had damaging information about you and you came to me and said, Joe, I'll give you $1,000 not to say that. And I say, okay, Mark, I'll take the $1,000. Haven't we both committed a crime? If there's been a crime committed at all?
Can that just be a settlement? I guess if there's other victims of the crimes, yeah. So, like, if you caught me doing a theft, you know, you caught me stealing a roll of toilet paper and putting it in my briefcase. So
I've seen you do that, by
right?
The way.
And so I have to give you $1,000 so you don't tell Roger,
right?
All right. So that makes you you're guilty of accepting a payoff,
a
or
bribe.
Something.
In other words, offering a bribe is a crime. Is accepting a bribe?
Ooh, and you're the mayor, so this is going to have repercussions.
Right. It's going to have repercussions. All up and down the line. I'm just not certain how that equates to an illegal campaign contribution.
Yeah, there's something. See, this is a summary of what happened this week in that particular Post article, but there's strings that verbally tie it in other, either maybe elsewhere in the article or in other articles.
And what might his motivation have been? In other words,
hushing the women up is what he does.
Well, maybe it was he didn't want his wife to find out. Maybe it had nothing to do with the campaign.
I would say she doesn't care. She now knows for a fact he's had multiple... Well, I'm serious. I think it's like Hillary Clinton. You know, they know that these women know they married bad men, and that's what happens. So
okay,
they
well,
fool
you,
around.
You think that's the case here? You don't think he was...
Oh, I don't know. I don't have enough evidence. I mean, but we'll chit-chat about this tomorrow.
I don't see that the money makes that big a difference.
Tomorrow, 90 minutes of impeachment without fail with lots of calls, including more airtime from Chris and Buzz and Dale. We haven't heard from Dan.
And we
got to hear from Dan.
Text that we didn't read.
And we'll read those tomorrow. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sun Mary.